You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansem, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
and the Sakhulia, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo. All right. Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you guys are having a great start of the day. And whoever had a morning class, I hope that went well. And I hope the weekend was good for all of you guys. I hope you guys did something that you enjoy doing, or you catched up on some work in school. And shall we get into our episode of Leaning with Jeff? For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Jeff. I am a student at UBC, and this is my show, Leaning with Jeff. Mostly, the things that I'm going to be doing in my show are either movie reviews, or I will be looking at poems or movie scripts or playwright scripts. It's pretty broad. But today is actually a very, very interesting and exciting day because I will be looking at movie quotes, or sorry, my favorite show currently, the quotes in them that I would like to share with you guys. And this show is called Suits, and I don't know if you guys have heard about this show, but it's an absolute masterpiece. There are 9 seasons, and I currently am in season 7. So I am getting towards the end of the show, which I am a little bummed about. But so far, so good. And today I will be choosing some of my favorite quotes that are spoken from either Harvey Specter, who is one of the main characters, or from other characters as well. However, before we do that, we are going to be listening to a song, and I hope this song will cheer you up a little bit. Okay, before we get into the song, though, I just want to say that the 85th anniversary is coming up for CITR. It is a very early announcement, however, there will be events and bands playing and all sorts of stuff going on. So please stay tuned for this event that's going to be going on at CITR. And also, CITR, for those of you who don't know, is UBC Student Broadcasting Station. It is absolutely awesome. Please don't be intimidated by, coming in and just saying hi, how everything works. We're very, very friendly, and we want you to be a part of our club and our station. If you're interested in writing or just spoken word activities, we are the place for you. We do have a Discord, a magazine that we publish called Discorder Magazine. I don't know how many issues we publish, but we do publish quite a few. So if you are into that, then come on in and take a tour, take some trainings, and you can get started on your journey with CITR. And there are other opportunities available for you to, volunteer or be involved at CITR. So, there are a lot of opportunities for you to be engaged in our club. So don't be scared. Just come on in and just see how it is. We will give you the best advice for what is right for you and what your interests lie upon. All right. Let's see what song we should put up. Let's see. I may have put this up, but I guess it would be okay. Good Life by One Republic. And after this song, we will start our show. So enjoy, and I'll see you in approximately 4 minutes. All right, we are back. This is a song that I just chose literally at the station right now, and I'm so glad I did choose it because, I mean, I think the title is very, very relevant to Suits because, you know, the whole point of Suits for me is they all want to be better people and they all want to live the best possible life that they can by achieving their goals and by striving for what they value. And I encourage anyone who wants to get that sort of spark in life and wants to get that excitement and drive of what life can be like, you should watch Suits. And I think the whole movie of whole reason of why we watch movies and shows is to kind of get a grasp of what it's like to live in this fantasy-like world and what kind of things these people experience that you might not be able to or are currently not experiencing, and you just want to escape that part of the world and just see what it's like. But what I truly believe is that movies and shows are real. And aside from the flying and all those superpowers, honestly, even that too, I feel like a lot of the things that come out in movies and the storyline and what opportunities there are, what we can do, I feel like it is possible. And obviously there are obstacles that you need to overcome, without a doubt. And that's going to be a very, very difficult task. And sometimes you may not be able to achieve what you wanted to. But I believe that if that happens, there's something for you out there that is going to be better and probably more good for you as a person. So don't be discouraged for not being able to do something that you truly want to do, because at the end of the day, I feel like things happen for a reason. And if that didn't work out, there's probably something that is waiting for you out there. Now, when I say this, I want to emphasize that if you didn't do well in something, I think instead of waiting for that next thing to happen, you still need to do something. So what I mean by this is one of the mistakes that I made was coming to university was one of my goals, and if not the only goal I had. I don't really know why I obsessed with this idea of going to university, because if I think about it now, there was nothing planned for me after. I didn't know what the heck I was going to do after I got in, what I was planning for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. What am I going to do when I graduate? What my true interests are? I had no idea what I was going to do. But I ended up finding this interest in literature and in movies and in shows and dialogue. And I love talking and you know, spoken word activities. So I joined the CITR station. I created my own show. You have to do something. Just anything. I don't care what you do. You have to do something. Because if you don't do anything, you're not getting anything. And there was this one quote from this English teacher in Korea, I think. And he said, your output depends on your input. And I believe that whatever you put in to whatever you do, that's how much you're getting out. And obviously, not all the time. The ratio between your output and your input may be different, but at least you're getting something. And that's the important thing. So if you fail, you fail. But you still have to do something. And it doesn't necessarily have to be towards the same goal, but something that can have that possibility of opening up different opportunities. So, and I know I'm 19, and I'm not in no position to give advice to really anyone. But this is actually speaking from personal experience, because, you know, my first year I didn't do much. And that was just time that passed. And what I realized was, if you don't do anything, then nothing's going to work out. For me, just because I didn't do anything doesn't mean that whatever I had to do, which was either schoolwork or other stuff, I didn't do very well in that either. There was nothing that I actually succeeded or did from doing nothing. So, I know this sounds a bit complex, but there are things that you have to do, and there are things that you want to do, and there are things that you just like kind of want to try out. Do it all. Because at the end of the day, something is going to come out, and whether it's good or bad, it's going to help you. So believe in that and have a positive mindset. Now, who is ready to go through some movie quotes? Or sorry, show quotes. Why do I keep saying movie? It would be pretty cool if they did make a movie out of Suits. But I feel like it would leave out a lot of crucial storyline. material and some, you know, very funny scenes and important, you know, climaxes. But one quote from Harvey Specter that I really, really like is, "When you're backed against the wall, break the goddamn thing down." My goodness. What I hear from this is this sense of confidence. I know it can sound like he's being unrealistic and, you know, I mean, how can you break a goddamn wall? But that's the mindset you kind of need sometimes. And this really motivates me to be like, okay, whatever. Yeah, bring it on. Bring me whatever task you have to bring me and I'll do it. And I am going to do well. And if I don't, at least I say I did try. So if you guys are backed against the wall for whatever you're doing, break the goddamn thing down. Or if you can, at least have the mindset that you can. Because I believe that everyone can. Okay? All right. Moving on. "I don't play the odds, I play the man." Now, what I get from this quote is, instead of looking at the exterior part of your problem, look at the core, what's influencing the problem. And if you know, in this show, the problem is mainly between people, right? And their businesses and their companies and their wants and values and needs. And it's important to know the person, not the person's company or the statistics, although they are crucial factors, but you need to know the person and what they actually think to make either a good deal or an appropriate one, a balanced one, or you can kind of try and not manipulate, but be straightforward and tell them no. I hope that made sense. And we are going back to another one. Let's see. "I don't have dreams, I have goals." Once again, from Harvey Specter. I think Denzel Washington, Mr. Denzel Washington, who is a phenomenal, phenomenal actor, said along the lines of, "Dreams are just dreams without goals." I think that was one of his quotes in his speeches. And I believe that. If you don't have a goal that would eventually lead to the dream that you want, then that's just a dream that'll just float away. You know, just a dream that you'll just probably forget, you know, if time passes. Next one. "You're weird. We'll be friends." From Donna Paulson. I love Donna in the show. And those of you who have watched the show, I would love to hear your opinions about the characters or anything about the suit or anything about the show suits. So here is the station number, 604-822-2487. That is the station number. And if you call right now, you will be on air with me and we can have a fun chat about suits or anything you want to talk about. And I would love some company because I haven't had company in a couple of weeks, so it would be great if I could. One more time, the number for the station is 604-822-2487. So feel free to call and I will be here to answer your call. The reason why I love Donna Paulson is because without her, everything is going to come down. And, you know, I feel like in the show as well, she is a little undermined. There was a scene where she was undermined and kind of devalued for her position, which is a secretary. And I was very infuriated because she is way more than anything these people say about her. You know, either like people that undermine her and think she's not valued. Without her, nothing is going to work because she helps Harvey, Lewis, Mike, every single person, not you know, not in a workplace environment, but personally, you know, their relationships, you know, how they deal with each other, how to deal with conflict, how, who should go sorry to who should, you know, go and talk to people, everything, all those little things that are needed in keeping a business running and having everyone, you know, be in a good relationship. That is the exact role Donna takes place. And without her, I can't imagine how this law firm would survive. So, Donna, I thank you. Even though you're a fictional character, you're real to me. And I thank you for whatever you're doing in the show. And I appreciate whatever you're doing. And I believe, even though you make the mistakes you do, I believe that they are all from good intentions. So thank you. Our next one is... Okay. It's not bragging if it's true. From Harvey Specter. Oh my goodness. The reason why I love Harvey Specter is because he's so confident and so cocky, but so... I don't hate him. He's just so, it's just so true, because he is the best at what he does. And even though he can be a little bit of a meanie and a, you know, a little bit of a, you know, I can't find the right word because I can't swear, but he's a bit of a bully, I guess, but you will never hate him because he keeps his word and he does his job. And he listens, even though you think that he's not listening and he just ignores people and he just doesn't take into any consideration of whoever says anything because he is the top of what he does. But he does listen. And that is what I love about Harvey. And that is why Harvey is in the top. He's the top. And that is why, because you need to learn how to listen to people. What, it doesn't matter how old they are, what rank they are, what's their status. I don't care. You have to listen, because whatever people are saying to you, there is something that you can get out of it that can help you. And that is what Harvey Specter is really good at. Sometimes he does lack in that area, but most of the time I feel like he does know that the people around him love him, and they all have an intention to have him live the better life and not experience any bad things. They love him. They're all family. And that is also another thing that I love about this show, is because the sense of community and family, and how business partners, you know, can be family, and they're just so connected to each other. It's just amazing to watch. And I really hope that one day I'll be able to build this kind of connection with people at my workplace and have the honor to call the people that I work with family. And that is actually one of my goals, is to create these kind of relationships. Because I think relationships is part of the meaning of life. And being alone is not fun. And I don't think anyone should be alone. So, before we get too sad or emotional, we're going into the next quote. This one's from Harvey Specter again. And it says, "You want to change your life? Change the way you think." This is something that I really, really put into my heart, because I didn't know how much of your mindset determines the way you live life until I started to shift mine. And everything I started to see, even though they were the same things that I would see in my everyday life, it just felt different. And your mindset is really going to change your life, because you change the way you treat the things in your world and the things that you do. And even the things that you don't want to do, you treat it differently with your mindset. So I think changing your mindset really helps you with everything in your life. And although it may sound like a small thing, it definitely is not. So be mindful of how you think of things, how your perspective is. You've got to do it and try it out. Everything is about attempting what you think is not going to work or is going to work. Just try it. All right, let's see another one. I guess we'll do one more, and then we will go into a little break for PSAs and ads and come back and then see if we are going to continue this or we can move on to our fun fact segment. All right. The last one before the break is, I'm against having emotions, not against using them. Okay, this might seem a little evil, which it is. You shouldn't really use people's emotions to get what you want. However, there are times in this show where you kind of have to do that, and that's the only way you can. But using emotions is actually a very good tactic in a way. Why? Because there is a scene in the show where Mike is fighting to become a member of the bar, but him being a fraud is used as an obstacle. And the person who is in charge of letting him in the bar is trying to take him down. And at the last moment, Jessica helps the opposing side, remember what she did in the past for someone and how she showed mercy to that person for making a mistake, but she ended up becoming a very important figure in our world. And using people's emotions in the past and what they were like can trigger who they actually are as a person and not rely on the person that they are today. What I mean by this is everyone is changing, but some changes are not good and they're not for the best. And there's some changes that you have are inevitable. And sometimes you need to be reminded that you are not that. Sometimes you can be, but you can't always be that, because that can really affect not only your workplace environment, but also your relationships, your family members. So if one of your family members are telling you that, or any of your loved ones are maybe commenting on how you've changed and how it's not in favor of who you were and, you know, how you're like in your life and how you treat them, maybe actually listen to them and see what they have to say, because I had a lot of trouble as well. Like, ugh, like why are they nagging? Why are they telling me to do this? Like, I haven't changed at all. I'm doing the same thing. But you don't know if you've changed, because, you know, you can't see yourself do things. But other people that can do. And the people that are going to tell you are the ones that really love you and care about you. So listen to them, and here are the PSAs and the ads and the show promos, and I will be back.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Do you want to learn more about studying, learning a language, or working abroad? Come on down to Vancouver's Convention Center, East Building, on Thursday, March 2nd to check out the Study and Go Abroad Fair. It's free and a great opportunity to find out how you can boost your resume by studying, learning a language, or working abroad. Come early at 1 p.m. to catch the feature seminar on scholarships. And the main exhibition hall opens at 2 p.m. For more information, go online to www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Welcome. Anansi Joaquin.
Do Tamsi. Each a while, each way out.
Ahlo, sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Tunal. Tai, tai, tan.
You are invited to volunteer for Spicesisim Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Spicesisim Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you loved and deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad. No, how? That's all that is.
All right, we're back. My name is Jeff, for those of you who have just joined in, and this is Leanin' with Jeff. And I hope you guys are all having a wonderful, wonderful day, and I hope your day goes on good. All right, for the last 10 to 15 minutes or so, we are going to be doing my fun fact segment, and I hope everyone is going to be interested and excited by these fun facts. All right, we are going to be kicking it off with the bumblebee bat is the world's smallest mammal. I did mention one of my fun facts saying that the smallest animal, I think, in the world was a reptile. I think it was chameleon, some sort of chameleon. But the bumblebee bat is the world's smallest mammal. Speaking of bumblebee, I recently wrote a paper about the extinction of bees and how much bees are important in our world. And without them, we will not survive. And, you know, who likes watermelons? Who likes peach? Who likes avocados, strawberries, blueberries? Well, the bees are responsible for making those. So, you know, whenever you encounter another bee, just try not to kill it. Just walk away. And they're actually, you know, solitary animals. So if you leave them alone, they will as well. All right, second one. The circulatory system is more than 60,000 miles long. Here's a description. If a child's entire circulatory system, we're talking veins, arteries, capillaries, were laid out flat, it would stretch for more than 60,000 miles, according to the Franklin Institute. Keep in mind, this article that I'm reading out of, this fun fact article has been published or has been updated last month. So it's fairly recent. So that is very, very interesting. It says that by the time we reach adulthood, our bodies have become home to approximately 100,000 miles of blood vessels. That is insane. All right, our next one is German chocolate cake was invented in Texas. What? The German part of German chocolate cake comes from an American man, not a European country. Specifically, it's named after Sam German, who in 1852 created the formula for a mild dark baking chocolate bar for Baker's Chocolate Company, which was subsequently named Baker's German Sweet Chocolate. Fast forward to June 13, 1957, the Dallas Morning Star published that recipe for the cake, invented and submitted by a reader identified as Miss George Clay, according to What's Cooking America. Interesting. The Philippines consists of 7,641 islands. I believe the Philippines is an amazing, beautiful place to travel. I don't know much about the Philippines, but I have heard a lot of stories of, you know, how the ocean and the sea and everything's just completely beautiful. And it's a great place to just go there and just heal and enjoy your time and have a good rest. All right. The next one is, oh, wow. There's enough gold inside Earth to coat the planet. Holy. It's so funny. Because, I mean, honestly, this kind of makes me mad. And I'm like, dang, if there's this many gold, you know, this much gold in our world, what am I going to, like, oh my goodness. Turns out there's quite a bit of gold on or really in our planet. 99% of the precious metal can be found in the Earth's core, Discover Magazine reports. How much is there? Enough to coat the entire surface of the Earth in 1.5 feet of gold. That's pretty thick, you know? And yet we are charged in our world a couple hundred dollars for what? 14K, 18K? We have a lot of gold. All right. Cleveland was once the country's fifth largest city. I don't really know about cities, but I don't really know if the fifth largest city is going to be interesting. So I'm going to try and search up what the largest city is in our world. All right. What is the largest city? People living on Earth, our burgundy. Huh, it doesn't seem to say. I'm just going to go scroll down, and I believe Tokyo, Japan? Current population of Tokyo, Japan is 37,393,128 people. So, turns out the largest city in our world is Tokyo, Japan, which I've been to. I've been to Japan, and whoever wants to go to Japan, it's an amazing place. There's a lot of places to shop. Fantastic food, and you know, it's absolutely amazing. So, wow, Tokyo, Japan is absolutely big, apparently. It's the largest. All right, human beings can use only a small fraction of Earth's water. Oh, weird. In school, we were taught that most, specifically 71% of the planet's surface is covered in water. That is true. While that's true, humans can only use 0.007% of that water, according to National Geographic. That's because only about 2.5% of Earth's water is fresh water, and only 1% of that is accessible. The rest makes up glaciers and snowfields. Interesting. Huh. I mean, we are... Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder where our water is actually... I wonder if we could filter out the ocean water. I think that's possible. I don't know. I saw a video of people drying up ocean water and how much salt they gather from it. It's pretty cool. All right. Oh, this one's an interesting one. The brand name Spam is a combination of spice and ham. That's interesting why it said spice. Is it spam? I mean, I know that spam is not very good for you, but it's too delicious, so I still eat it. But spice? I don't know. Okay, here's the description. This is one of those interesting facts you probably thought you knew, but actually didn't. Contrary to the American mythology, spam is not an acronym for scientifically processed animal matter or shoulder of pork and ham eater reports. Okay, I don't know if that description really helped me out, but spice and ham is spam. All right, next one. It takes a drop of water 90 days to travel the entire Mississippi River. Okay. I may have emphasized this sentence a bit wrong, but I'll repeat it. It takes a drop of water 90 days to travel the entire Mississippi River. Wow. I don't even know how they calculate that, but spanning 2,340 miles, the Mississippi River is the third largest watershed in the world. That's one long stretch of water. So long, in fact, that it takes one drop of water approximately 90 days to travel its entire length. Wow, that is a long day. All right, let's see. The first person processed at Ellis Island was a 15-year-old girl from Ireland. What's Ellis Island? I don't even know what that is. On January 1st, 1892, Annie Moore was the first passenger to disembark at Ellis Island on its opening day. She had traveled to the United States with her two younger brothers abroad the SS Nevada after departing from Queenstown, Ireland. Another amazing fact, the busiest day at Ellis Island was April 17th, 1907. Oh, okay. I don't really know about this one. Japan has one vending machine for every 40 people. Okay, this is exactly what I'm saying. Japan has a lot of things to eat and there's a lot of things to visit and a lot of stores and all that, so Japan has a one vending machine for every 40 people, so you can kind of grasp how many vending machines and things to eat there are. So don't worry about eating when you go to Japan. I mean, in the worst case scenario, go to a vending machine. You know, I'm sure they sell some delicious food there. Oh, wow, this one's an interesting one. This is actually something that you could try out at home. Lemons float, but limes sink. Okay, before we get into the description, I want to say, does anyone know how to tell if an egg is boiled or raw? The difference between a boiled and a raw egg without opening it up. Does anyone know how to do that? No? Here's how you do it. A raw egg, if you lay it on the table and you spin it, it won't spin that well. But if you put a boiled egg, a cooked egg on the table and you spin it, it'll spin like a roly-poly. So that's how you know how to check if an egg is boiled or raw. Anyways, let's go into the description because this one's pretty interesting. Because limes are denser than lemons, they drop to the bottom of a glass while lemons float at the top. Out of all these random fun facts, this one's been in front of our faces this whole time. Huh. Interesting. I didn't know that limes were more dense. I guess in flavor, limes are a bit more dense. I feel like lemon, I guess that's why we put lemons in our water, because it can kind of blend in, I guess. I don't know. All right. Professional athletes used to perform in vaudeville during the off season. Before today's big league salaries, professional baseball and football players often had to take on jobs during the off season. The Atlantic reports, some of them took advantage of their recognition, their name recognition, and hit the vaudeville circuits, doing everything from comedy routines to reciting poems. Yes, there are athletes that don't get paid enough, of how much they actually put into the effort of their sport. And that is, you know, not good to hear, because, you know, I just can't imagine how much work and dedication they're putting into one thing, and then how only the people that are winning are getting the spotlight and the support. All right, next one. Oh my God. McDonald's once made bubblegum flavored broccoli? What in the world? I would never, ever eat such a thing. That sounds disgusting. This crazy McDonald's fact will have your taste buds crawling. Yeah, that's exactly what it did. Unsurprisingly, the attempt to get kids to eat healthier didn't go over well with the child testers who were confused by the taste. Who would ever want to eat broccoli that tastes like bubblegum? That just ruins not only the broccoli, but even bubblegum. Because now it'll just ruin the texture and everything for... Yeah, you should never do that. Speaking of which, there is a movie called Daddy Daycare with Eddie Murphy in it. I don't know if anyone has seen it. It's a phenomenal movie. It's very, very comedic. And there's a scene where kids are testing out cereal. And I want to ask, what's your guys' favorite cereal? Currently, I'm having a great time eating Frosted Flakes because it's sweet and crunchy, and I love it. But, you know, what are you guys like? All right. Next one. Huh, this one's interesting. The first oranges weren't orange. The original oranges from Southeast Asia were a tangerine pomelo hybrid, and they were actually green. In fact, oranges in warmer regions, such as Vietnam and Thailand, still stay green through maturity. Speaking of which, even wonder which orange came first, the color or the fruit? Oh, I don't even know. Oh, I think they have an article connected to this. Yeah, this one's quite a bit long one, but I guess in the next episode, I guess I'll dive into which came first. It's like what, the egg came first, the chicken? Chicken or the egg, it really, really gets your head crazy. But yeah, that's pretty interesting. I mean, I have seen some shows that are taking place in the Amazon and how people are exploring that place. And the bananas there are completely different than the ones that we eat. It's a bit different. It's like greenish brown and they cook it and it looks delicious. I don't know. I haven't eaten one, but it looks pretty good. But it's a bit different. All right, guess we'll do one more before we wrap it up. And, all right. No way. All right, this is a good way to end it. Armadillo shells are bulletproof. Oh my goodness. In fact, one Texas man was hospitalized when a bullet he shot at an armadillo ricocheted. Is that how you spell it? Off the animal and hit him in the jaw. Oh my goodness. That's a totally true animal tidbit. Armadillo shells are bulletproof? Wow. I mean, I know that turtle shells are very, very hard. But armadillo, that's like a superpower. Oh, anyways. All right, guys, this was the fun fact segment for today. I hope you guys had a very fun time. I definitely learned some stuff, and these fun facts are really, really interesting, and I would love to keep on doing them. I just hope I don't run out of fun facts, which I probably won't because there's so many things to discover in this world. But anyways, today we discussed some dialogue and some wordplay that went on in my favorite show, Suits. It's streaming on Netflix right now, so feel free to go ahead and just watch it. It's really, really good. Be careful, though, because it's so good that it's probably going to distract you with the things that you need to do, which happened to me, so don't do that. But please be sure to you know, check it out if you want. If you don't, that's fine. But anyways, that is basically it for today's episode. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. And like I said, come down to CITR, check it out, you know, have a tour. It happens every weekday at noon. We have trainings going on. So please be sure to sign up. And I'm in charge of the technical training, which is basically learning. I'm going to be teaching you how to use the board in the station, and we will have a chance to go on air, and it's going to be very, very fun. So don't be scared at all. All right, this was Jeff, and I will be seeing you guys next week. Bye-bye.